This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, the Hoff is back.
Did he ever leave?
Yeah. You never give up.
No.
David Hasselhoff recorded a new metal track called Through the Night. And he did it with this Australian duo called Q-Stack. I never heard of him.
No, but I'm looking at their promo picture and I'm already in.
Yeah.
It looks very Terminator-esque. There he is with his leather jacket.
Oh, yeah.
A couple other dudes looking all badass with their arms folded.
Yeah, they look like they're ready for trouble.
Or the early bird special at, like, you know, the old country buffet. But, you know, we either trouble or buffet. It's fine line.
Well, you can always find trouble at the buffet.
That's right.
It's like, Dad's taking us to dinner.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, actually.
Oh, wow. Dad's wearing my cool leather jacket.
Yeah. Dad's taking us to dinner in the post-apocalyptic buffet. Now, this song has not been released, but there is a short teaser in the linked video, and so we got a little bit of it right here.
Fear is the poison, and passion is the cure.
Oh, boy.
So take my hand.
In.
I'm glad they cut it short because that's all I could handle.
Yeah, basically.
In. You're in for David Hasselhoff doing metal?
Heck yeah, I am.
Oh, hashtag Heavy Hoff. Now I'm in.
Oh my God.
See, there you go.
They have a hat. Hoff? They have a hat that says hashtag Heavy Hoff.
That is too funny. Look, these guys are smart. They're like, look, nobody knows who Q-Stack is, but hopefully they will.
Let's see how their Kickstarter's doing, VJ.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Kickstarter.
Well, you read that.
Did I really?
Yeah, Kickstarter, the final production of the...
I totally missed that. Yeah, you're right. I totally missed I even said that. So they're on Kickstarter.
Yes.
Okay, what are they doing?
They have a goal of $9,300, and they've already raised $9,600.
Oh, nice.
So look at this.
They're
good.
It's funded.
It's been funded.
We're getting this.
Thanks to the 130 backers that have backed this song and record.
Wow. See, all it takes is 130 people to be able to do anything these days. Seriously. I mean, that's all it took. You would think if you said, hey, can we get 130 people and we'll put this out? And they're like, okay.
That's impressive.
Is it really from everybody all over the world?
Well, I mean,
130 people?
I'm just impressed that they got David Hasselhoff to even do this with them.
Well, I didn't. Yeah, I'm not sure. What kind of version of Hasselhoff are we getting? I mean,
You just heard him.
Is he doing anything, though, with his life?
I don't know. I'm not a member of that David Hasselhoff fan club. I'm assuming that he's not doing much.
Yeah, he's kind of like, to me, a sort of grade B version of Shatner. As far as like Shatner will do anything.
Damn, dude.
I hate to say it.
He didn't. Shatner didn't stop the Cold War. Hello, Hasselhoff sang on the Berlin Wall when it came down.
Oh.
Rev, watch your mouth. Rocky and Rocky IV stopped the Cold War.
Oh, boy. Here we go. We're getting a lot of battles over here. Well, all right. If you're going to tell me that Hasselhoff is actually better than the Shat, well, then you're insane.
Well, no. I mean, pound for pound, I think when it comes to movies, television, and music, Hasselhoff is definitely second fiddle to William Shatner.
But it does feel like he'll do anything just like Shatner will do.
If the money's right, yes.
Yeah. So, the money's, how was it, $9,000?
Yeah. Well, that's all they were asking for, man.
Yeah.
We can rent David Hasselhoff on Cameo for $300. So. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe do you think they paid more or less than $300 to get him to do the song with them?
That's a good question. Maybe it was a Cameo thing.
Yeah, I'd be more entertained if they just did it via Cameo. It's like, hey, can you track these vocals for us?
Now, what if they say in the music video he'll reprise his role of Knight Rider and get Kit involved in it, too, and they'll just be like driving around while they're playing their heavy metal music.
Now, that is something I'm willing to be part of the 130 for.
I mean, it's better than the music that he puts out without this metal band. That's for sure.
Yeah, they did a better job. I'll give them that. All right, so you in, Steve? You back in this?
No, there's not a chance.
Okay, all right.
No, I got bills to pay.
All right, Danny, how about you? You back in this?
Oh, yes.
How much are you going to back it for?
I don't know. $5.
The dollar tier, so he can sit there and troll him.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Troll the comments.
Just make comments on it.
Yeah.
Someone says Hasselhoff has like 5 movies on Netflix right now.
Wow.
He does?
Yeah. Are they new movies or are they just old movies, I wonder?
I have no idea, but I haven't...
Is he the Adam Sandler that we didn't know we needed?
I usually get in from, here's movies you should watch, unless they know I don't want to watch them, so yeah. Netflix doesn't bother.
How does this person know he has 5 movies on Netflix? Are you just searching David Hasselhoff on Netflix?
Yeah.
The quick search, all I'm getting right now is Killing Hasselhoff, Star Crash, and the movie Hop, which was like an Easter animated bunny movie.
What the hell is Killing Hasselhoff?
An action comedy. And that's a man who is down on his luck, attempts to win a celebrity death pool by trying to kill David Hasselhoff. What? The prize is $500,000, which he can use to pay off a loan shark.
When did this come out?
2017.
It has
weekends planned.
Ken Jeong, Jim Jefferies, Ron Funches.
Wow, it's got people.
Yeah.
It does have people in it.
John Lovitz.
I believe that's part of their selling point. Watch the new movie. It's got people.
Is Hasselhoff at least in it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
If he's not in it, that's even funnier.
Yeah. 18% on Rotten Tomatoes.
18%? Yeah.
No actual reviews of it, though.
But it's only...
That's the users.
Yeah, that's just users.
It's only 80 minutes, so you won't lose too much of your life.
Okay. I mean, I play on my phone for more than 80 minutes in a day. I could just do that while I'm watching the...
I would love...
Hey, Steve, do you want to know who actually put this out? The production company?
Oh, boy. Vivid.
No, WWE Studios.
Oh, boy.
But it doesn't look like there's actually any wrestlers in it.
I mean, their track record's spot on. I'm going to watch this, BJ.
Yeah. I didn't even know WWE was making non-wrestling movies.
Oh, yeah. They've been making The Marine.
Well, that had a wrestler in it.
Right. Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure. There's got to be one wrestler.
Oh, dude,
there.
Michael Winslow's in this.
Oh, really? It does seem to have, like, everybody you want in there just to... How could that not be funny with all the old school and new school funny people? Because Lovitz and Winslow are old school. And you got Funches. He's good.
Yeah, there's actually some people in it.
Hey, Jim Jefferies is good.
Yeah.
If you get through this movie, but you don't get through Hubie Halloween, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Now I'm going to watch this. You have to pay. Check it out. There's a Hasselhoff movie.
You really, really have to. Okay.
Oh, boy. I have a feeling that I'm going to like this movie better than Hubie Halloween.
I hope you do.
I really hope you do.
Greg, are you going to watch it too?
Hell no.
Why?
Because I don't care about David Hasselhoff.
He saved SpongeBob, according to one texter.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
When did that happen?
In the SpongeBob movie.
Oh, that's right. Actually, I didn't know that.
You're missing out.
Yeah, I'm going to... You know what? You kids with your Hasselhoff movies, have a good time.
Pass.
And keep me posted.
I mean, I did love that one film he did where he was drunk on the floor eating a hamburger while his daughter filmed him in a disappointed way.
That was, he was best supporting, was the burger or he the best supporting actor?
Yeah, what movie was that? Oh, wait, that was real life.
Yeah.
And it was short, so it was good.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Well, it was only 80 minutes.
I could use 80 seconds.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, we got a woman who decided to impersonate a prosecutor. Why? Well, she wanted to drop the charges against herself. How'd that turn out? Oh, Steve's going to tell you. He's got the Migs report for you at 617 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Mercedes-Benz of Seattle for giving us the Migs Report. And it's a very, very special day for some of us. Today is National Lung Health Day. I'm kidding. It's on. Well, it is, but it's National Chocolate Day.
Ooh,
because nothing feels better on your lungs than sweet chocolate.
I'd rather have it in my stomach, but okay, if you want it in your lungs.
Oh, I don't know. I was just trying to make a connection.
It wasn't a good one.
All right, sorry.
All right, if you're going to celebrate National Chocolate Day, what kind of chocolate product are you enjoying, BJ?
Wow. Well, you know what? Just to piss off Rev, a tasty Almond Joy.
Gross!
Of all things. Yeah. I thought you were going to go with a no-name cake.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, well, of course I'll go with a no-name cake. I told you I wanted to piss off Rev.
Okay, Rev, what about you?
Man, I guess I'm going to have to go with a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Okay. Can't fight you on that one. Danny?
Thank you. chocolate chip cookie.
Oh,
good call.
Good one, especially if you get the cookie at Met Market.
Oh,
Metropolitan Markets, the cookie's insane.
Those soft ones.
Or maybe that caramel cookie that's available over at Jackson's. I walked in there yesterday.
It's a caramel cookie? Yeah,
but it's got chocolate chips in it.
Okay. Oh, it does. Okay.
Yep, it's got chocolate chips in it.
All right, for a minute I was going to go, okay, you remember what day it is.
Yeah, I do.
You know what I like is a steak cookie.
And, dude, I walk in and I got one.
Yes.
And as it's being rung up by the lady, she goes, "You're lucky you got one of those. These things sell quick." And I'm like, "Oh, really?" She's like, "Yeah, guy came in yesterday, bought 5 of them. Yeah.
What?
Man, I got to stop talking about how awesome these things are.
Yeah, it's like he's reselling them.
And it's so funny. Like, it's the thing over at the Jacksons and POL. Now it's like there's a caramel cookie shortage.
Look at this, man. And is there a guy, like, around the corner selling them?
I don't know what's going on. Maybe they're on eBay. But I sat in my car and I just reflected on them. Like, you know, some people use their opportunities to speak in front of a large group of people for good.
Yes.
I've convince people that the caramel cookie is the cookie to get.
So they've
got that's my stamp on life.
It needs more shelf space because of what you've done.
Dude, they had a lot of them. I almost turned around and bought more just because I was like, well, crap, if there's like an actual, like, you know, an issue. Dude,
the guy's coming in buying 5 at a time. You can't just buy 1 at a time.
That wouldn't be my pick, though. I would go with the chocolate frosty. I was talking to my buddy Jaden about this over the weekend. I was like, you know, typically when I get like a shake or a McFlurry or some kind of ice cream treat, I never go chocolate unless I'm going to Wendy's. I won't get that vanilla frosty. I get the chocolate frosty because it's far superior.
I haven't, you know, I haven't made the comparison because I'm not as big of a chocolate frosty fan as you are. I'd like to try the vanilla frosty to see if that, you know.
I think you're just going to waste your time and your calories if you get the vanilla frosty, personally.
Well, all right.
What about you, Vicky?
I had one this morning because it was randomly on my kitchen counter, but I want a whole bag of them, is Hershey's Kisses.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, like, the caramel or the ones with the almonds in them.
Oh,
the
nut.
I want a mixed bag.
Do you like to let them melt in your mouth, or do you like to chew on them?
Oh, no, I melt them in my mouth.
Yes, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I go. Now they have Hershey Nuggets, which are basically double-sized kisses. Well, they're like little mini candy bars, but they're super minis.
I'm surprised you don't have one in your pocket of your hoodie.
Well, I ate them.
Oh, okay, fair.
That's why. Don't be surprised.
All right, let's talk about this woman. Her name's Lisa, and she's in New Hampshire, and she came up with a brilliant idea to get out of trouble because she was facing charges for drug possession and also stalking. And here's what she decided to do. She impersonated a county prosecutor, filed counterfeit documents, and told the court to have the charges dropped. The crazy part is it worked.
What?
Just for a little bit of time. Nobody noticed her paperwork until she was scheduled to have a psych evaluation, and that's when the state forensic examiner realized that the charges had mysteriously been dropped. Then they started looking into it. The real prosecutors investigated, found out what she did, and then she was charged with 6 counts of falsifying evidence. But she almost got away with this.
How, I wouldn't even know how to do something like that. I mean, you got to give her credit there. I mean, after her psych evaluation, just make sure you keep her on our team. But I think we need her hacking into computers or something. Who would know how to do that?
I mean, that's a ballsy move. I wouldn't think it would work. And then she's probably like, holy crap, it worked.
Do you think it's, like, obvious that, are they just not paying attention? You know, like, what kind of paperwork do you send in for that would actually trick everybody?
I have no idea. I guess she must have dressed up really nice as a prosecutor.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Saul Goodman, everybody.
Hey, yesterday, the Dodgers, they won a World Series.
Yeah, they did.
It's been since, what, 1988, the last time that they won the World
That's
Series?
A long time. Our buddy Caesar is very, very excited. I actually watched
as
the game.
As he should be. Yeah.
I've been really protesting the baseball season. I haven't watched much of it, but I thought, I'll watch this one. For some reason, I thought it would be the last one.
I watched a little bit of it. It was cool to see, like, a little bit of a crowd out there, and the game was good.
Yeah, it was definitely a close game.
3-1.
Yeah, and you know what? They paid dividends. They got Mookie Betts, and Mookie did a lot for him that game.
So I don't know if you watched anything after the game, but the Major League Baseball's commissioner, Rob Manfred, he presented the 2020 World Series to trophy to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
This is truly a team of champions. Mark, it's my distinct pleasure to present to you the commissioner's trophy as a symbol of your 2020 World Series victory.
Then usually I wouldn't play an audio clip like this. I played it just so you could get an idea of what Rob sounded like.
Yes.
Because then, soon after that, some people were joking, like, did he just, like, polish off a bottle of vodka? Because he was delivering the World Series trophy, the MVP trophy, to Corey Seager. And it sounded like he either was drunk or was slurring his words or maybe had, like, a stroke. Some are saying the problem was he might have had his earpiece in with the delay. And yes, it was causing him to try and, like, talk with a delay in his ear, which is very distracting. But it did sound really weird.
Corey, you thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Oh, yeah.
You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory, and it's my pleasure to recognize your great play with the Willie Mays Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet.
It sounds like someone put, like, the half speed on the podcast.
Yeah, he was, you know, I watched the
hell was that?
I don't know. But you know what's funny? I don't know how much noise was piped in and how much was real, but when he started speaking right the first thing he ever said, mm-hmm. like as he was just being introduced, he got booed massively, yeah. and he stopped. So I don't know if he was really, really nervous or if he was drunk. That's a really good question. But I was like, are they piping in booze? Is the guy who's in charge of the sound effects piping in booze to this guy?
Or is he trying to keep it real?
Or is he really getting booed by whoever's out there? Because I could hear the booze. I'm like, there's not a lot of fans out there like normal.
Or would the Dodgers go back to the locker room to celebrate? And like, sorry, guys, all the beer is gone. The commissioner drank it.
I think that might be it.
Also, the big story, though, had nothing to do with, well, it had a lot to do with what was going on in the field. But afterwards as well, I don't know if you were paying attention to the Justin Turner situation. He's the third baseman for the Dodgers. During the game, he got pulled from the game in the ninth inning.
I remember that. And we were like, what?
Tested positive for COVID.
That was not expected.
What a weird situation. Apparently, like, they did some testing, and they found out in the second inning that expedited the test and realized, oh, he's COVID positive. So they instructed security to take him into isolation. At some point, then he refused to leave. He left, but then the team won the World Series. He came back out, started celebrating with the team. He took pictures, took his mask off. People were like, what the hell, man?
Yeah, I know.
I get you're happy your team won the World Series, but this is a bad look.
It's the whole situation was a bad look because they made that announcement.
Mm-hmm.
They made that announcement right before they went to the presentation of the trophies. Everyone's got their masks off, hugging each other. He was around everybody.
Everybody.
That was before we even knew. So the idea that he came out in the field afterwards, this is a really bad look for baseball.
I mean, just on top of it, even if he didn't do the weird celebrating stuff, what a weird situation to get pulled from a game because they found that you were COVID positive.
Yeah, dude, that's not good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there'll be some more information over the next few days about other players potentially.
So
he's not the MVP.
No. And the players had their kids and their spouses on the field. I mean, dude, I'm thinking, like, this is serious stuff.
That's nuts, dude.
Yeah.
That's so nuts. How about the Sounders? Big win yesterday. 2-0. 2-0.
2-0, buddy.
Over Vancouver in Portland.
Yes.
Because that all makes sense. Seattle beat Vancouver in Portland. Just let that sit for a second.
Oh, yeah, that always happens.
But very exciting. I mean, speaking of COVID, how about the Sounders are happy that, what is it, Raul Ruy Diaz.
Yes.
He just came back after testing positive for the coronavirus, you know, did all the isolation stuff and things like that. Had a goal and an assist. Very important to the game because they won 2-0. They've now clinched a playoff spot. That's now going to be their 12th straight trip to the postseason for the Sounders.
Wow.
And they're on top of the Western Conference right now.
Is this a shortened season, Danny? It feels like it's quick that this is. I felt like we had like 19 more months to go.
No.
Oh, wow.
It's actually longer because they had all the games during the MLS's back tournament. So.
Oh, that's right.
This is really, like, I feel like it snuck up on me.
2020 has just been a crazy year, BJ.
Yeah.
Yep. I like that someone just did a survey of over 5,000 NFL fans to determine which players, coaches, and also fans are the most annoying.
Players, coaches, and fans.
Yeah, so who do you think has the most annoying fan base?
Ooh, boy.
Raiders.
Yeah. The Raiders.
I always go with the Raiders.
Wrong.
Raiders are number 19.
The Cowboys. Bing, bing, bing.
Oh, wow. And what I love about this is that they also tell you what their top annoying habit is. So the Raiders, you mentioned, they're annoying because they like to use victim mentality.
Oh, weird.
Which is the same reason why people find the Dallas Cowboys annoying.
Yeah.
Number two, mentality. Number two is the New England Patriots. Number three, the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Number four, the Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
And number five, the Philadelphia Eagles. As far as our Seattle Seahawks, congratulations, Seahawks. You are the 21st most annoying fan base. And the reason being, you complain a lot about bad officiating. I mean, that call on the one play.
Yeah. Well, we have ever since that Super Bowl, you know, our first Super Bowl, I think that's when we started getting that rep.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And then some people might even say, like, the Fail Mary one, that falls into the bad officiating thing. Yeah. And that.
Well, we didn't complain about that, did we? Oh, no.
Well, we argued with people why it was a good call.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A good point.
Now, as far as they also figured out who complains the most in the NFL. And, BJ, you came in at number one.
Woo!
Congratulations. Yeah!
That's what it's about.
Then they broke it down to quarterbacks and coaches.
Oh.
And oddly enough, it's two guys that spent some time together, no longer together, but Tom Brady, the quarterback that complains the most in the NFL, and Bill Belichick, the coach that complains the most.
Not surprising, those guys have had quite success. Apparently that squeaky wheel works.
Happy to see no Seahawks or no Seahawk coaches were on that list. So that's
all right.
Pretty cool.
Okay. I'm surprised Richard Sherman didn't make it. A lot of people do
not
like
a quarterback or a coach.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, they need to spread that out.
Oh, that's fair.
I mean, that way Richard can get his due. Because a lot of people, you know.
I hate Richard Sherman!
Even though he's now on your team.
As far as weather, 57 degrees, that's the major part, and that's what's up.
That is what's up. And what also is up is Chris Hemsworth, who a lot of people didn't like the movie he did for Netflix. He's hoping you'll like his new video series.
Oh, I think we tried to watch it. It was a pile.
It looked like, I mean, from the trailer, you thought this is going to be amazing, and it wasn't, I guess.
Some people loved it, though. What was it? Extraction.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched it, and it was just like, it was just a bunch of, like, you know, action scenes, really, just strung together into a film.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's so bad about that?
You know, actually, I'm selling it pretty well.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, some people just like a lot of action and no substance.
It just went nowhere for me.
Yeah.
But some people, yeah, I saw a few people like texted us when it first came out saying they loved the movie.
Yeah. You of all people, I mean, if you say no to something like that,
I'm a fan of dumb action movies.
That's why I thought, okay, if you don't like it.
What's the point?
But he's got a new series called Affirmations That Positively, Absolutely, Probably, Most Likely Won't Make Your 2020 Worse. And they're comedic videos where Chris Hemsworth tries to meditate and relax, but something always goes wrong.
We've all had to deal with more than our fair share of chaos this year, haven't we? But this visualization will help you keep your cool. Picture a wall of solid rock. Well, that's you. Nothing can penetrate your mind. that buzzing, what those kids yelling, those are mine, aren't they? Sorry. Not even this cute furry beast. Oh, but he's so cute, isn't he? No, don't give in. Inhale. Whoa, when was the last time this dog had a bath? Ah, come on, stay with me. Maybe he's hungry. You hungry, big guy? Yeah, I could go for a snack myself. Ooh, or a swim. Feels nice.
He's got a bunch of these, and he's just like looking all like namaste guy.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's actually pretty cool, only because of the fact this is what you deal with when you're trying to meditate. I love that at least he's putting it out loud that, you know, people that try to meditate will tell you, man, the thoughts that come to you, as you're supposedly, they tell you have a blank mind, and there are people that literally can have a blank mind and think of nothing, and I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah, right.
Those kind of thoughts that he's having, that he's expressing, is exactly what you have when you meditate.
Well, I know, remember, I know you do the float tank thing as well. Mm-hmm. When I've done the float tanks, I remember the first time I went, my buddy was just like, it's like meditation. It's like, whatever thoughts you have, man, just let them go in and out, good or bad. Don't spend any time dwelling on them.
Yeah.
And so then I spent like the entire time in the float tank going, what if I have no thoughts? What does that mean? And so I'm stressing about, like, what kind of thoughts could I have? And I was like, until I was like, okay, this is weird, man. Like, yeah. I'm just going to have to accept I'm going to have thoughts. Like, yeah. I'm not capable of letting a thought just pop into my head and just leave.
Oh, yeah. It gets weird in the float tank for me, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of wisdom in that, though, my friend. A lot of wisdom in the fact.
I love his dog just pops up there.
I know. That was really good. Well, it might be worth checking out. So, I don't know. Where are they?
They're on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Check
them out on
Instagram.
And I think YouTube as well.
All right. Chris Hemsworth just doing what he's doing.
He's got 44.9 million followers.
Oh, he's so lame. When's he going to get popular?
Do you even bother checking your notifications?
Oh, no. Oh, no way,
he's got to have people. If anybody's checking him, it's not him.
Because remember, Rev, one time we had Rachel Barley on the Migscast, and for a second she handed her phone to us and just said, this is, because she keeps all of her notifications on, and I just watched her battery die on her phone because it was just nonstop notifications, and she had like 100-something thousand people on Instagram, and it was just nonstop.
Oh man, that's
alerts
a,
of
100,000.
Yes,
and he's got 44-something million.
44-something million.
Oh yeah, his phone would die if he had notifications. That would die as soon as he turned it on.
I would just freak out.
Like on average, he's getting like 3,000 comments on his videos.
Yeah, somebody he'd break his phone would blow up.
He better respond to everybody, otherwise he's doing social media wrong.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
Yeah, sure.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
What mid-80s McDonald's item came in a double container?
Double container. Is that the chicken McNuggets?
No.
McRib?
No.
Sunday?
No.
No, it was the old McDLT. Man, I forgot all about that one. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at about 6:52 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.